Joseph.
Marvelous,
marvelous,
mind,
mind, mind,
radio,
radio.
Hey! You should already know what it is if you don't. It's Marvelous Mind Radio with your girl, Bree, aka Brianna Clearly, aka Be Clear, aka whatever, aka you can possibly think of. And I am here with a new, lovely, wonderful, talented co-host who is now dancing. Okay, and her name is...
And my name is Hello, world. My name is Kiera, better known as K. Dot.
Some K.
Call me Killer K. It's okay for Killer K to be here.
Okay, so for a lot of you, I know y'all are like, okay, where the hell you been? Listen, I've been trying to get my life together, okay? Can I just let me be great, okay? That's what's been going on. I'm just trying to get my life together, trying to better myself as a person and my spirit and my soul and all of that.
Right.
So that is what's been going on. I mean, more specifically, this has been a lot of changes, but we're really here to first and foremost introduce Miss Kiera, because she is the new addition to what I would like to consider Marvelous Mind Radio 2.0.
Yes.
Because when I had actually been thinking about and wanting to bring the show back for a very, very long time, but I wanted to bring it back new and improved and better than it was before. So I wanted the sound quality to be better. I wanted the show to be better. I wanted the topics to be better. I wanted the energy to be better. And I said, you know, what better way than bringing a second person, a second opinion, a second soul, spirit, personality to the show to make it better. And I had some troubles, but I'm very glad, you know, that I had those struggles. Hindsight is 2020, and so now Miss Kiera is here with me. So I want you guys to get to know Kiera, and you know, I'll try to give you guys a little bit of update on me, but really I want to make this all about Miss K. Dot Killer K.
How you doing?
Right. So we're just gonna get into her and what she's all about, where she came from, who she is, and you know, why she's here. So, Miss Kiera, tell us about yourself. Who are you? Where'd you come from, girl? Where you hail from, girl?
My girl, I hail from my mama. So sweet she is.
She birthed
me in Connecticut. So,
Birth.
That's right. Birth. That's the only way I can be here. I mean, you know, I'm all about everything. I'm about education. I'm about expanding your mind. I'm about drinking. I'm about
right.
love. I'm about men. I'm about women. I'm about it all. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a central purpose for me being here. I'm still looking for it.
Right. Well, let me first tell people how we came to be, because I just want everybody to understand, this is not somebody that I've known for a very long time, but when you have a connection with somebody, it feels that way. That's what's so crazy about this. Listen, we just met. We met on a whim. Technically, I guess you could say we met through someone, but we kind of like crossed paths in the same vicinity, and we just hit it off, which is, it's just really crazy how that can work, how, you know, you can be put in a position to meet somebody and then you guys click so well. That's what's like really funny about it. And honestly, see, I always, listen, my mind is always going. So my mind was thinking when I talked to her, like, oh my gosh, she would be so perfect for the podcast.
Yeah.
Quiet as kept, she didn't even know that, but quiet as kept, I'm thinking like, yo, she would be so good for the podcast. She has the personality. Me and her have chemistry, and it would just really, really work. So, and the other crazy thing is that she works where I go to school. So it's all these coincidences, which I don't necessarily believe in, but we're gonna call them coincidences because
that's what we'll
go I can't
with.
Think of another word that brought us together and made this such a good pair. So that's kind of like the little backstory on how we met. So I want you to tell everybody here, like, you know, how old are you, your educational background, just like you know, the basics, the fundamentals, so they kind of know what type of person that you are. And then we'll get into who you are after we go through the credentials.
Well, you know, just for you all to know, I'm a Virgo and I enjoy long walks on the park, on the beach, at the park. You know, maybe, I'm 24, almost 25.
Almost.
I'm an educated black woman from North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, Aggie, right? You know what I'm saying? We always got to put that out there. Aggies run the world. That's my opinion, but you know, it should be known as facts, you know. I study public relations. I have done a little bit with that. I started my own business in school. Right now, I'm working for AmeriCorps. I work with kids who I love dearly. You know, that's where I'm settling right now. Hopefully getting my master's. And with a little bit of wine, that will be possible. All things are possible through wine. You feel me? You understand
where I'm coming from. That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
We're not advocating being drunk
enough.
But it's okay to have a little sip, you know.
As an
Jesus,
adult.
God turned water into wine. We just saying.
I'm just going to make my wine be wine. And then it's all right. It's A-okay.
Right. However Republic brings it to us. So, yes. Yeah, just so y'all know, we're in Miami 305. We represent 305 to my city.
Tell Uncle Luke I'm in Miami too. City.
Yes. So
it's crazy because I used to intern for Uncle Luke down here. Yeah, man, I interned for him for like a couple years.
Uncle Luke, how is he?
He's chill. He's not as hype as you thought he would be. That's probably because he's married
old,
now.
And he old.
You know what I'm saying? But I saw him
last
week.
Shout out to Uncle Luke, though. We not, no shade, no shade. He's no older. Shade he's more mature. And he's married now. So it's all good. But yeah, so she's wonderful, educated, but she's very, very down to earth. So I'm hoping that you'll like her. I mean, for anybody who has listened to Marvelous Mind Radio, you guys know that I'm all about transparency and being myself and representing myself as a real person, as somebody who's not perfect, not somebody who's an expert on things, but I have an eye, I have an opinion, I have a feeling about certain things, and that's what I share with you. So just for anybody who wants to know or doesn't even know me and wants to know what's going on in my background, so we're both living here in Miami. This is where the show is currently being taped. I'm a full-time student now, and I was previously in the Navy for 4 years, which was a crazy time that I don't really speak about. Maybe one day I'll give you guys some of the background story on that. And I've been a lot of places, seen a lot of things, and some things I just can't quite get right in life, but
we're getting there.
Work in progress. I believe wholeheartedly in being a work in progress. So, what can you expect from the show? What is it that you expect? Because this is a new experience for you, Kiera.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I haven't done a podcast probably since my freshman year in college. So, what I expect is anything fun and vibrant and fresh and new. I always want to be kept up to date with not just gossip. I like it all. Political, gossip, entertainment, movies, anything you can think of that keeps the people there and vibrant and excited, you know what I'm saying? People like to be excited. They don't like to be bored. So that's what we expect from you, from Marvelous Mind.
Absolutely. So yeah, this is my whole vision for Marvelous Mind Radio now. One, of course, is to be entertaining. That's like, first and foremost, I feel like that's what personality is all about, entertaining the masses. So that's definitely what you can expect. You can also expect to hopefully learn something either through our personal experiences that we have or just opinions that we have on certain things that maybe we're not going through personally, but we've seen other people go through. And the one thing that I definitely want to incorporate now is bringing awareness to domestic topics or national topics as well as international topics. There are a lot of things that are going on around us and we're not you know, cognizant of them, but they affect us. So that's one element that I want to bring in that's really, really important, is to talk about things that people might be scared to talk about, or they shy away from talking about because it's not a popular subject, or, you know, it's not necessarily what's trending on Twitter and Facebook. But these are things that need to be discussed because they affect us. And so if anything, I definitely want to bring awareness to certain issues that are going on to us or around us. Going on to us? See, that's what that wine will do. Y'all know I'm more educated than that. But you understand what I'm saying. So that's really what this is all about, is having a blend of not just straight, ignorant foolishness, which we'll give you some of that, but also bridging the gap between that and real life, worldly, national issues that we should know about, whether that be political, whether that be what's going on in the Black community, whether that be, you know, what's going on with these crazy kids out here, whatever it is. It's so many things. And, you know, if we can inspire someone or influence someone to be more active, or, you know, seek more information, I want it to be that type of show. So I hope that you guys tune in, share with other people, spread the word, and I really want to get feedback this time around. What do you guys want to talk about? What do you want to hear about? What questions do you have? What comments do you have? You know, what can we do to make it more entertaining for you? What is it that we're doing right that makes you want to listen to the show? All these things. I really want it to be interactive. So it's not going to be just Bree's show. It's not going to be just Kiara's show. It's going to be everyone's show that's listening. I want it to be a very kind of family oriented. That is so cheesy.
Hey, family.
Yes for the family. Yes for the cookout. Yes for the family reunion.
Like how
auntie don't be acting, where auntie don't act right.
And cousin Kiara has her liquor. But you know.
Hey, where cousin family. Kiara turned into Killer K.
You know what I'm saying? whatever works. Whatever works at the venue.
So I want to ask you this, Kiara. What made you say yes to me? Because for real, let's be completely real. You don't really know me from a can of paint. You got a vibe from me, which obviously was positive. Dick. But what made you say, you know what? Yeah, I'll be part of a podcast.
Let me tell y'all, I've been in Miami for almost 2 years now. I have zero friends outside of my coworkers. So when you meet somebody that you have that vibe with, that you cool with, and you can have a general conversation and it not be catty like normal female conversations are, that's when you gotta save that, especially if they close to you in Miami and you have no friends.
Right.
So when you say you wanna do a podcast, look, I'm all down for talking. I don't do nothing all day but talk about nothing. So if I can get on the radio and talk about something, or if I can get on a podcast and talk about something, if I can get on the TV and talk about something, if I can get on the phone and talk about something,
get on that FaceTime.
FaceTime, phone, email, Skype, Google, whatever you can do. I'm all about that. And you seem like such an intelligent person that regardless of what conditions we met under, however alcohol induced those may have been, it was like, you know what, that's a person that I can have a real conversation with. So it's like a podcast or whatever the topic may be, I feel like she can either challenge me or we can match each other on some level. So it was like, you know what, I'm ready. Let's do it. I have nothing else to do with you.
Listen. No, you know what? See, I can't even muster words right now.
Y'all spell it for her in your comments, please.
Listen. Oh my goodness. She thought I'm intelligent, y'all. But listen, this is what it's all about, though, is, you know, we're too young. I still consider myself young. Listen, for some of y'all people that know me, y'all be like, girl, shut up. But I am still young.
That's right.
I'm 30 years young.
That's right.
About to be 31 years young.
Bow.
Come on with it.
You already know.
Meow. And Miss Kira's 24 and a half.
You know what
I'm saying? Ooh. Y'all know them halves. Yeah. Them halves.
Technically, if I look 17, I'm going to be 17 till they got to start charging me bills.
They said I was 22, whatever, 21. Okay. But, you know, this is what it's all about is, especially, listen, we have so many things that are still happening with, you know, sexism and colorism and hate and all this foolishness going on. It's so nice when you can get two intelligent, personable, fun women together and we come together and we make something happen. So I'm really hoping that this is something that will have longevity. I'm speaking it into existence.
That's as right,
it's going to be very successful. And of course, it's not going to be successful without the listeners. So we need you guys to support. And like I said, comment, interact with us. Let us know what you think. You know, I'm going to be all over Twitter and Facebook. And we're going to be doing it for the IG, doing it for the gram. I don't have Vine anymore, so I'm sorry.
I have Vine, but I don't make videos.
Do you do it for the Vine?
Or? I don't. I laugh at the Vine.
We really don't.
I'm entertained by the Vine. But if you need me to do it for the Vine,
we'll do what we gotta do. So I really hope that you guys enjoy this. This is just kind of like an intro, appetizer, teaser to what you can expect, who we are. And I don't know. I thought this was going to go so much longer, girl. Seriously, like, in my mind, I was like, girl, we going to be here.
You should have recorded the pre-drink.
Child, they not ready for the pre-drink.
Not at all.
Listen, maybe we'll do, like, an impromptu episode where y'all could just see how we do when we get ready. Because it was so unprofessional on so many levels.
Look, it's okay. It's okay. Because we up and coming, and it's all right.
Right.
It's all right. No judgment whatsoever.
Look, my phone's going off. Team iPhone. We out here.
You know what I'm saying? Apple or Zach.
Right. Cool, because I'm a MacBook. Listen, there's going to be an episode where I just do straight, basic.
I'm so ready. Let me tell y'all.
We're gonna try dual hood voice
all the episode.
All day, like for bro, like
you're not ready.
You don't even know, bro.
You're not ready. You know what I'm saying? My mother taught me how to be a lady.
Like, listen, now. I ain't basic. Like, whatever. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm not even basic. Like, what is you saying right now? Like, I don't even understand what's coming out your mouth.
You
like,
saying anything, whoa. Though. You saying that's anything, dope. Though.
Okay, so just in case y'all didn't know how it's going to go, it's really going to go like this. Like, it's gonna be, we gonna stay on topic and then somehow, some way.
Segue right that mother.
Girl, yes,
right
for the word.
Right now.
Segue.
Girl, that's my SAT.
Girl, she gave me life with the word segue.
I can't.
How do I even go back into my hood voice for the word like segue, like for whoa,
girl,
like.
You gotta transition from your bird to an educated black queen.
Right, like you gotta go from bird to black woman, like real quick, like
switch it up,
bro.
Can't nobody switch it up like a black woman, man. For real, I've seen it. They're not even
ready
for it,
right? Like, that's a topic all in itself. Like, the switch up.
I
oh my
you.
Gosh, that's gonna be that episode.
I love the switch. I'm ready, I'm prepared.
So let me tell you how this is gonna go. Do you think we should do this like weekly or
I'm down. Weekly is really good for me because,
yeah, okay, so with. Started whispering, but
I didn't want to let the listeners know I didn't have a life otherwise.
Right.
You know?
So I think we're gonna do our best to do this show weekly. Like, I try to have a life, so I'm gonna do the best.
More
but
power.
Yeah, I do this all the time. Like, anybody who's listened to the show before, they heard me make these promises. Like, these promises. That's that Jagged Edge. Y'all not ready.
I know.
So I think we're gonna go for weekly because this is fun.
Yes.
Do you feel the energy, even though it's super hot in here? Child, it feels like the devil is sitting next to me. I'm not even going to lie. And it's not because I don't pay my bill, because my bill is paid. I don't play them games. Yes. So, listen, that's another thing.
This is the 305, man. Like,
right. It gets hot out here.
Get lost.
So, yes, we're going to do weekly. again, I cannot stress this enough. We want to hear from you. Facebook, Twitter, yes, Instagram. Yes. Where can they find you, Miss Kiara? And you know you got to spell your name.
Yes. So let me explain. Kiara. K-I-K-A-I-R-A.
Come on. Phonetically.
Kiara. You understand? I don't remember my Twitter password, so I cannot approve any of you people trying to follow me on Twitter. But my Instagram is at Damn Debonair, because I know some people are a little confused. Damn is spelled the correct way. D-A-M-N. Debonair is also spelled the correct way. D-E-B-O-N-A-I-R. So let's put that all together, people. D-A-M-N-D-E-B-O-N-A-I-R. N-A-I-R, Damn Debonair, because I am Damn Debonair.
Debonair. You know, listen, I got slightly confused for 2 seconds. But it's okay. I'm not going to lie. So if you want to find me, I'm on Facebook, Brianna Clearly, Instagram, Brianna Clearly. And I want to say I changed my Twitter also to Brianna Clearly. And if I didn't, it'll be changed. So please follow me, like me, friend me. Whatever it is you do on social media. And please tell your friends, your family, your enemies, your cats, dogs,
hello,
all of them, to listen to and stay tuned for the new and improved Marvelous Mind Radio 2.0.
Hello.
I cannot wait for us to really kick this whole situation off and bring you guys everything that we have in us. But I think right now we're going to finish this bottle of wine. I'm just going to be completely honest. So we're going to finish this bottle of wine, listen to a little Beyonce.
Oh, and get his mouth like, look.
Like, look off. Like, look off. So, yeah. You have any parting words?
Look.
Besides, see you next week?
Make sure you tune in. This is going to be fun. I feel it already. It's going to be extremely fun. Especially if we keep drinking. We're vibrant people. You should be vibrant listeners. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
I'm ready.
So, like I said, we love you guys. Stay tuned. Marvelous Mime Radio.
Here we are.
Hello.